Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline de Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, listeners, welcome to episode number 31 of Blissin' Up. Today is an extra special Sacred Sunday because it is the first day of December. This is the second time that the first of the month has landed on a Sunday this year. The other one was on Sunday, September 1st, which is what was one of my favorites also. And then there's this one, December 1st. So it's really cool because the first of the month is the day that we set the theme for the month. It's the day that we set our intentions for the month. And it's, you know, Sacred Sunday is the day that we get to reflect and start the week. So it's always fun when you have a Sunday that is the first of the month to set your intention, to set your theme, and to set your week all at once. So that's awesome. And then the other reason is because today is my cousin Jenny's birthday. Now, Jenny and I were born 7 days apart, so I always know what day my birthday is going to land because it's exactly 1 week from her birthday. Her birthday is today, December 1st. My birthday will be next Sunday, December 8th. And as we were growing up, Jenny and I were very, very, very close. We were born in the same month. We're 2 years apart, but we were just always two peas in a pod. And we used to say for the longest time that we shared half a brain cell. And I think the reason that we said that was because I was a little bit airheaded and she was a little bit airheaded and we'd forget things. So we'd say, between her half of a brain cell and my half of a brain cell, we'd form one full brain cell. So that was kind of our inside joke for the longest time. And I just always look at her as my other half for that reason. And also, you know, a little special fun fact about her is she's been the one person in my life that has always really wanted to celebrate my birthday. You know, do you ever have like that one person that really just remembers you and honors you? Well, that's my cousin. In fact, last year, my son was having a surgery on my birthday. He was having a stick removed from his eye, which is a crazy story for another day. But anyway, it was on my birthday and I didn't know what that day was going to look like. I didn't know how long I was going to be in the hospital. I didn't know what his recovery was going to look like. So obviously, my birthday took a back seat. I had no interest or desire to celebrate my birthday on that day. I just wanted to focus on my son. And really, the whole weekend was focused around my son. But my cousin would not accept under any circumstances that I would not celebrate my birthday. So her and the girls, my nieces, which include my goddaughter, came over to the house. My husband made a delicious meal for all of us. They bought me a cake, and my mom and my cousin and my nieces came over and just sang me happy birthday and spent a little time with me. And it was a beautiful birthday. I just remember it so fondly. But more importantly than because I did something big or had a big celebration, it was because just to see her show up for me and just refuse to, or just not accept the fact that she was not going to sing happy birthday to me on my birthday, like that was not acceptable. It was very special. It was very, very sweet. And I'll always remember that. So today is her birthday. And I want to give her a big shout out because I love her so much. And I'm so grateful for her life and for the presence that she's been in mine. So happy birthday, my dear Jenny. Anyway, let's get started on our episode. Today is a fun one because we get to set the theme for December. If you've been listening to prior episodes, on the beginning of each month, I always like to take a little time, carve out a little time to think about the last month, what worked, what were my successes, what were my wins, what are the challenges, what were the things that were life-giving, what were the things that were life-draining, what do I want to take into the new month, what habits did I adopt that I want to keep, what are the things that I want to let go of and leave behind in the last month because they did not serve me, and what intention and what energy do I want to show up in the new month with. So I do this at the beginning of every single episode. If you go back all the way to when we started at the first or the last of the month, there's an episode on that. And in my show notes and the first of every month, I like to post all of my previous monthly theme episodes so that you start to get into the rhythm of setting your monthly theme, and then you can see the bigger picture when you see the collection at the end of the year. I think it's like a really wonderful practice. So I invite you to look at the show notes and look at the past months so you can see what I'm talking about. So anyway, I often spend some time in reflection and thought the last couple of weeks of the month, thinking about what my word for the next month is going to be. Not really the last couple of weeks, maybe like the last week, I really start to think about what is that going to mean. And I start thinking just in my mind as I'm driving in the car or I'm walking or whatever, I start thinking about closing out one month and starting the new one, because I do this work, obviously. This is something that you could do, you know, in one day, like on one Sunday, but I kind of think about it throughout the week. But this theme for December came to me like 2 weeks before the beginning of the month. So I have been on pins and needles dying to share this theme with you for the last 2 weeks. I'm like, I'm ready for November to be over so that I could start my December theme, because I'm so excited about my December theme. I absolutely love the intention for December. I hope you like it as much as I do, but I absolutely love it. This was one of those that just came to me. It was what my friend Daisy likes to call a download. Every time that I have this thought, she's like, oh, you just downloaded that, you know? And it's true. It's like sometimes we feel like we download these things from the universe. We don't even know where they come from. Well, this theme was a download. Sometimes I'm very intentional about the word that I choose and the energy, and I have to pay attention and look for the word. And sometimes the word looks for me. And I invite you to pay attention in your life to the times where a theme, an intention, or a word looks for you. Because you will, if you start to open your eyes and pay attention, you will start to see it. You will find the words when they come to you, and then you will know, that is my word. It's kind of like how I explain sparks of bliss. Bliss is something you can't go out and find. You know, you can't just force it to happen. But if you pay attention and you listen and you savor the moments and you have your eyes wide open, sparks of bliss start to find you. So sometimes that happens with our words as well. And as we go throughout this month of December, we are getting ready to end the year, which is the closing of a chapter and the beginning of a new one. And because of that, we are also getting ready to choose our word of the year. My practice is I have one word that governs my year, and I choose that word, and I actually wear that word on a bracelet throughout the year. I never take it off, because wearing it on my bracelet, on my wrist, reminds me of that word throughout the year. So I choose this one word of the year. This year my word was listen, and then throughout every month I set a theme, and that theme is a complement to the word, and it's also a micro way of living an intentional life, because how you feel at the beginning of a year is not the same as how you're feeling in mid-year or the end of the year. Your energy changes, the seasons change, your circumstances change, a lot of different things change. And sometimes it's hard to hang on to one theme for the entire year because it feels maybe that it doesn't apply anymore, or maybe it's not as relevant. So these monthly themes are a beautiful way to stay aligned throughout the year, and also to go with the ebbs and flows of the seasons. But the umbrella, the big word of the year, is kind of the bigger picture. It's what tells you, hey, let's stay on track. So for me, the word was listen for the whole year. And all year, I've been listening to my intuition, listening to people and my friends and my family when they speak, reminding myself to speak less and listen more, even though I speak every week on the podcast. But when I'm with people, I'm trying to listen more and speak less. Listen for everything in my life. Just listen. I've been trying to listen. But even though I've been trying to listen, I make sure that each month I have my theme that supports my year and supports how I'm feeling on that particular month. So all this to say that because we're starting to think about the word of the year, one of the things I invite you to do this month is to pay attention to see if that word of the year is downloaded onto you. If you just find it, because you got to download and you're like, that's the word. And it could be something really simple like peace. That's the word I need for the year. I want to feel peaceful this year, or joy, or bliss, or whatever the word is. Maybe it's something like that that's simple and hits you in the face. Or if you want to spend a little more time and be intentional about it because no word is hitting you and you're not sure what your word is, then in my show notes, I have a gift for you. I have a Choose My Word PDF and video where I walk you through the experience and the process of choosing your word. So go to my show notes and you can download my video and my word, and I will walk you through creating your word and give you all sorts of ideas and prompts so that you could experience that the joy of having a word of the year. I digress. Okay, so I know I've had so many fun things to tell you this episode, and I just wanted to share these little fun things with you. Okay, so back to our word for the month, our theme, our intention for the month. This month, our December intention and theme is, drumroll please, it's DARE December. And DARE is an acronym for four words: dream, act, release, and enjoy. This December, I dare you to dream, take action, release what does not serve you, and enjoy the last month of this year. This is the month that I invite you to be daring in your life, to dare to be bold, to dare to be creative, to dare to step into a newer version of yourself, to dare to invest in yourself, to dare to get the support that you've been needing, to dare to start what you've been wanting to start, to dare to give yourself permission to dream of the life you want to live and start taking action towards that life and begin to think about what you need to release or remove from your existing reality to step into that life and to begin to enjoy it already, even before it is reality. That is what daring is all about. And I am just so excited for this theme. I'm so excited for this month. It came to me and it has been energizing me. And even though I've been focusing on nesting November this month, and I've really, you know, reflected a lot about creating my nest and the foundational aspects of November, and I've really paid attention to it in the middle of the month, DARE just poof popped into my brain. And I was like, this is it. This is what December's all about. And I don't know if the reason that bold word came to me is because I've spent November really focusing on the foundational parts of my life, really, really building a strong, solid, safe, secure, and soft nest. I don't know if it's because I did that courageous word came out of my heart, but it came, and I want to share it with you. So I'm going to be talking about daring throughout December, because I just think this is such an important thing. But one of the things I want to close with is we are stepping into the winter months. And I learned from my dear friend, Michelle Villalobos. I'll put her episode. I have an interview that I did with her. I'm going to put it on my show notes so you can see it. But I learned from her about, she lives along with the seasons. That's like a big thing in her business and her practice. She got that from her coach, and she likes to live in the rhythm of the seasons throughout the year. And I was very interested and enamored by that concept when I heard it from her first. And I have been also participating in being intentional about the seasons we're in, paying attention to the seasons we're in throughout the year, and also living by the rhythms of the year. You know, we're not there yet, but we're stepping into the winter season of the year of between 2024 and 2025. The winter seasons are December, January, and February, but it really begins in mid-December. And I've been thinking about that season, and the winter season is actually a season of receptivity. It's the season where you're supposed to listen deeply to the visions, ideation, cultivating a new dream, stillness, rest, kind of hibernating a little bit, you know, coming into yourself so that you can recuperate and be still and create the dream. And then in the spring, the idea is that you go out and it spring into your new life, spring into these new ideas, release this into the new world, and the seeds that you planted during December or during the winter months is, you know, they sprout in the spring. So that's the whole concept of the seasons. So I like to pay attention to the seasons and notice what is going on in my heart and in my life before I name the season and I name the month and I name the intention. I like to pay attention to that. But another thing that I've noticed is, as I've been living into these seasons, is that sometimes these seasons intertwine with each other. It's not a perfect science. And especially for someone like me and a lot of our listeners that live in Miami, we don't experience the seasons the same way as other people do from a nature perspective. In Miami, it's a form of spring or summer all year long. And then we have one cold day in December. So we really don't experience the seasons the same way, which means from a nature perspective, we don't see the seasons in the same way. So even though winter is the time to hibernate and rest and be still and just dream, there's a little part of me that still wants to act in winter, that still wants to be active in winter. I don't want it to be only stillness or only dreaming, probably because my environment is conducive to having a little bit more action. So I'm paying attention to how I'm feeling. I'm paying attention to how my clients are feeling, to the collective, to the energy, and the word that just seemed to be so perfect for this month was dare. So this month is going to be a month to dare, my friends. We are going to dare big and bold and bright in this holiday season, and I'm just so excited to share it with you. Okay, so that's all I've got for you today. I hope that this episode has served you. I invite you to send me a DM, send me an email, write back to me, and let me know how this theme resonates with you. Do you like it? Are you going to go with Dare December and join me in this journey? Are you excited about it? Or do you have your own theme for December? Because as you know, you are the creator of your own life. This is your movie and your life that you get to be the creator, producer, director of, and the CEO of. So you get to decide if that word serves you or if you want to choose a different word. Regardless, it's all good. It's all amazing. It's all part of creating an aligned existence for you, an intentional life, and a magical one. So let me know what your word is, or if you are daring with me, and I will see you next week on my birthday. Have a great one, everybody. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful for this time to connect. If you're loving this podcast, I'd love if you could support me by subscribing, rating, and/or leaving a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so, so much. And if you know of someone who could really use a voice like mine in their head, please share this with them and let them know how much you care about their bliss. Now, if you are feeling called to dig deeper and really work on elevating your mindset, wellness, and your relationships to create a healthier, happier, and more meaningful life, then I invite you to schedule a 60-minute complimentary consultation with me. Let's have a meaningful conversation and see if working together is in our future. You can find the link to the calendar of consults right there in my show notes, but you can also connect with me on my website, carolinedeposada.com, or just send me a DM on Instagram, at carolinedeposada. Like my friend always says, the project is big and you're a part of it. So thanks for being here.